Well, I'm disappointed in many ways by the outcome of the North-South Ministerial Council meeting last Friday. What I'd hoped for and what I felt was important coming out of that meeting was that there would be an indication from the Northern Irish government that the £400 million that had been earmarked by the Northern administration and the Chancellor of the Exchequer would continue to be earmarked over the next while, and that indeed the project would start. Instead, what we have is a few civil servants from both sides of the border have been charged with coming up with discussions over the next period of time to see where the project goes next, and that the Irish government have recommitted that they'll be given £50 million as opposed to the £400 million that had been promised. The next North-South Ministerial Council meeting now is going to be crucial. What we need to hear very soon is the fact that the Northern Irish government are absolutely committed to continuing to earmark their £400 million and indeed that the project will start.
Do you not have to be realistic, though, to put things into context? We hear today there could be a 10% cut in child social welfare payments, and you're the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on children. Do we not have to be realistic and say you can't have everything? We either want to look after the people in the country or we want to look after our infrastructure.
Yes, we do have to be realistic, Greg, and there's absolutely no doubt that there's financial pressures both north and south at the moment. But also, in order being part of being realistic, is also saying that unless the £400 million that had been set aside by the Northern administration for capital expenditure in this over the next few years is earmarked for that, and unless the Irish government recommits strongly to a new timeline for the £400 million they were giving, then this project is unlikely to happen. That's the realism in terms of this project. The rest of the country over the last number of years did get, you know, really good road networks. Northwest is missing out. If we let this slip and if the commitment isn't followed through, then the realism of this situation is that it's unlikely we'll see this project. So that's why it's so important between now and the next North-South Ministerial Council meeting that we can see more clarity from the Northern administration as to the fact that their money continues to be earmarked, and also certainty from the southern government. I heard government deputies following off the North South Ministerial Council talking about the need now to explore other funding options outside of the country. Well, and not mentioning where the thought that might come from. Well, the reality is that, I mean, the rest of the world is also in financial, you know, there's no pot of gold outside of Ireland that's going to build the road from Derry to the Monaghan border.
You're talking about Deputy Joe McHugh's there's comments. He seemed to indicate perhaps Europe. Do you think he was naive in those remarks?
I think it was very loose talk, because what the Northern Executive need to hear and what hear from us now, in my view, is that the Irish government is committed to living up to our commitments to actually fund this. And I think, you know, rowing back and doing a U-turn on our commitment from £400 million down to £50 million just a week ago, and now coming out after the North-South Ministerial Council meeting and talking about finding funding elsewhere, that, in my view, is not the type of commitment from the Irish government that is needed in order to see this project funded. Because I don't believe, and I can't see anywhere where there is funding of that nature outside, or where there'd be a willingness from people outside the country to fund a road from Derry to Monaghan.